today on Apostle Kabo's podcast radio show.
Souls or making vows. Today we are going to pray for our nation, our community, our people, and ourselves too, to repent from these vows. He or she, he showed his commitment, faithfulness, and devotion towards the word that he vowed. So when he spoke, he vowed, but his commitment will be revealed. His faithfulness will be revealed. The word commitment, dedicated, yeah? The word devotion, they move behind the words we speak when we vow. The ability to vow makes us committed because the spirit behind why we are vowing, we commit ourselves to that spirit, to that energy. The spirit behind why we are vowing, we devote ourselves, we dedicate ourselves, we become faithful because that energy through which we spoke, we vowed, I'll make you happy. I would like to see you living a better life. These are positive vows. And the more we speak to ourselves in this manner, I will treat you well. I will see to it that you live a better life. I will see to it that you have a good future. These are good vows. And guess what? The spirit and the energy behind, which is godly, we tap into that frequency and then we speak and then it reminds us to commit ourselves to the fulfillment of these vows. But the negative is also true. Hallelujah. The word vow also means, yeah, marriage vows. In fact, the first area that God gave us is marriage, where we make vows towards each other. And because marriage begins a family, and marriage begins a generation that we inherit coming from an environment called home, coming from an environment called family, coming from an environment called husband and wife. Yeah? And as we make these vows that we make in marriage, they are not our vows. We don't make them up. Unless if we are making vows and influenced by a satanic power or negative energies and deities of this world, yeah, that has nothing to do with God. Then we start to say things that are not good and vowing towards the things that are not good. But a marriage was designed by God, hallelujah, so that we can speak vows towards each other of love, of future, of brightness in the future, of taking care of each other, of caring for each other. These vows, and as we are fulfilling them, these vows, we are also making prayer as a vow in our lives. Prayer to become a vow. We commit ourselves to prayer. We pray, we speak, we utter out our requests towards God. These are making vows, and these vows are being fulfilled as we commit ourselves to these vows. And the spirit behind empowers us to fulfill these vows. Hallelujah. Yeah? There is a vow of secrecy. Vows made through fear, idle talking, rash utterance, or an emotional utterance spoken with a lack of rational analysis. What is a rash utterance? Rash utterance is marked by coming from being too hasty and in speech or in action or rushing into making a decision to speak out a vow way too quick without allowing one's rational, godly order and morality to intervene before he or she speaks a rash promise. Yeah, that's why we always, if we are talking to people, people are energies. People are carriers of energies. People come from spiritual deities. When you gather around 5 or 10 people, these people, some come from families that are abused. Some come from violence. Some believe in gods that are not gods. Some believe in deities. So when you're speaking to them, you're going to commit yourself to a speech where you vow. Because they are trying to get their interests, yeah, analyzed or their interests realized, yeah. So, in a gathering of people, don't ever be able to rush into making a decision, speaking too quick. Well, and you feel like I'm pressured. Pressured for what? So that I may give an answer to a person right now. No. Sit on what request that people have put before you, because if you rush in two arteries, you may vow yourself to make or fulfill a vow that has no godly aspect to it and has no relationship with where you're going or with the purpose of God in your life. So we are quick to make vows. And God says, sit on something. If somebody says something, say, okay, I will not make a decision right now. Let me go back. I will talk to my husband. Let me go back. I will talk to my board, team of board. Let me go back. I will pray about it. Don't rush into making a decision because you may tie your soul, make a vow where you bind yourself to something that is not. And these mistakes we have done through life. So we are repenting and praying to break vows. Yes. The whole entire life when God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, Adam started to make vows. He made vows when he gave birth to children. He made vows and that we shall, you know, life is all about making vows. Why you created, then you start to make vows. You start to speak the purpose of your creation. If you don't have a creator and you feel there's no God, well, you start to speak that what you know. But whatever you're speaking, you're also making vows to the spirit that is influencing the person and inspiring the person to speak. You are giving ownership. You are giving reality. You are formulating a world of that reality, of whatever you feel, whatever you think, and whatever you desire. You're formulating words. But where do you get those words? They are inspiration words that are traveling back and forth in the air, in the energy and the atmosphere that we are in. So you're tapping into that frequency. So if you know God created you, and if you know there are people who are mentoring you, spiritual mentorship that is happening around my life, then I will know exactly what to speak and how to tap into the right frequency so that I make vows, commitments, faithfulness, devotion to some spiritual environment that deserves that worship. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 4 verse 25 says, Adam knew Eve, his wife, again, and she bore a son, and he named him Seth. Who named the son? Who named the son? Adam named the son. Is everybody there?
Yes.
Yes. Adam named the son. What was naming the son, giving identity to the son, and making this child's spirit to know that the father has made a vow, so you are here to fulfill a vow. So, Adam named him Seth. For God, now listen what he says out of his vow. For God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed. Are you seeing that? So Adam made a vow. And that spirit that was born heard Adam making a vow. Okay, so when we look at Cain who killed Abel, whose son was it? It was Eve's son. Because Eve gave the name to Cain. The Bible says that when Cain was born, then Eve called Cain. He said, now God has given me a man. God has given me a man. Now if Cain was the firstborn of Eve, why does Eve call him her man? Why does she say that God has given me a man? When you know, Eve, that the firstborn, the first fruit that comes out of your womb was supposed to be sacrificed or given to God as the first fruit that opens the womb. So if you know, and Adam told you, he taught you, and he said to you, that when you get the first fruit out of you, the one that opens up your ovaries, the firstborn that opens up your ovaries, you should give him to God. I know Eve knew that. But then why does she say that this is mine? Are you seeing that? She says, see, this is my man. And they tell us that later on, even Eve could have slept with Adam. Sorry, Eve slept with Cain. Had sexual relationship with Cain because there was a perversion there. There was a vowing for something that should belong to God. She refused to give to God and she gives herself and she claims my man. That's what she said. Hallelujah. Genesis 5 verse 1 to 30. yeah, 32 says, from Seth a vow was passed down to Enosh. And from Enosh that vow went to Mahalalel. And from Mahalalel it went to Jared. And from Jared it went to Enoch. And from Enoch the vow went to Methuselah. From Methuselah the vow went to...
This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo. God's Quota will celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.